Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. So good to be back here with you, Jordana.
It's so great to be back. I feel like, you know, every year we do Valentine's Day-ish episode.
This is it. This is the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah.
Get out your wine. Get out your tissues. Let's all have a nice cry together.
Get out your bitter, angry rants.
Get them out. Time to go. It's a fake holiday. Valentine's Day to me, it's a nice time. It's an excuse for a nice meal if you're in a relationship. That's how I look at it.
Like, well, you're a man, right? I'm not a fan of the Valentine's Day bitterness, but I understand it because it seems like it's like if you're not seeing anyone, it seems like something that is set up to make women feel bad about themselves a little bit.
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like the one day that like relationship like stuff and love stuff is really like it makes you very you're very, very aware of your singleness, especially if you don't want to be on that day.
You are forced to look at the mirror of your own singledom.
Right. Your friends are all, if you see people getting flowers in your office, it just kind of like hurts a little bit. It's like if there was like a
it sneaks up on
if
you.
There was like a national like people who are employed day, right?
Yeah.
And you can't get a job, right?
I can't go out tonight. I'm going to employed day.
Right. Yeah, I have plans with my boss.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, it is. We're going to talk about how much money we make.
Right. And how we have benefits.
Ooh, we're going to talk about our healthcare benefits in the 401k match.
Right.
So you can't come.
Well, you can. Yeah, I'm saying, if you can imagine, if you've been out of work for a while, you just keep trying to find a job, and there was a special day that everyone in the country celebrates.
Right.
Everyone in the country celebrating it. You get cards for your boss. Your boss get cards for you.
Yeah, and you can't avoid it.
Right.
That's kind
of marketed everywhere.
The impression I'm doing is that because you, it does, if you're single, you're okay with being single, and then all of a sudden you lose yourself and you go, what? Hey, because it is on a Friday this year. Hey, Jordana, what are you doing this Friday? And it's like, I'm doing a Valentine's Day thing. And it's like, got me.
Right. I guess.
So if you're looking what you're saying is correct and perfect. Because it's like if you're looking for a job, it's like, I'm over it. I'm going to find a job. It'll happen. Oh, what are you doing Friday?
Just going to
boss night.
Going to national employed persons evening.
Yeah, we're just all getting together talking about how good it is to have a job.
Right.
You know, just kind of celebrating that.
And all the commercials are like
Can you imagine if all the commercials were like, hey, everybody with a job.
Right.
How are you?
Here's where you should celebrate National Have a Job Day. Here's a gift for your,
Come to our bath that's full of money for the employed people.
National.
It's tough. I don't think
men, it's like for men, don't it's not feel the that same way. Thing.
The stakes are not as high. I'm not saying men don't have that moment where they go, oh, it would be nice to be, have someone care about me. It'd be nice to get like, back tickles from somebody.
Right.
But it's not, I guess, as devastating. I don't know. Listen, if you're listening now and you're in Nashville, I'll be doing shows on Valentine's Day.
That's a great Valentine's Day thing as a couple or a single person, actually.
It goes both ways because I'm going to be talking about couple stuff. I'll be talking about single stuff. I'll make sure the Valentine's Day show will be all relationship jokes because that's all I'll talk about. So if you want to hear about, Greta Thunberg, you can come on Saturday.
on the 15th?
Yeah. Come on the 15th. But the 14th will be all love and relationship stuff. JaredFried.com if you want to get tickets. But I do think like going out, like you either go out and you have a time or don't go out at all. If you're one of those people, Miss Negative Nancy, who's like, and it's a fake holiday. If that's how your talk's going to be, time to tuck yourself in.
Yeah.
Call it a night.
I agree. Either like avoid it or go out with a good attitude.
Go out with your girls. I mean, I always thought Valentine's Day was the best night for hooking up.
It definitely is. My parents met on Valentine's Day.
Really? And look how well that ended up.
I know. They were, they were married for 13 years.
There you go.
Then they were divorced and now they hate each other.
How do they meet?
Now they can't stand each other.
Where did they meet on Valentine's Day?
They were met at a party. They were both like there casually with like dates, I think. But it was like a party back in, I guess, 1986. Okay.
The music was bumping.
Yeah, the music
I'm having that moment. You know, in like sitcoms where they go back to them dressed as 1986 versions of themselves?
Yeah,
like Friends.
Of that,
would go back. Like, now
my
I'm
mom like a little fro.
You know, your mom's dancing to like fucking Gloria Estefan.
Exactly. they were it's funny, this is the version that was told to me. They were both with other dates. And my dad was friends with the guy my mom was on a date with.
Really?
There, and he was like, "Do you mind if I ask her out?" And the guy was like, "Totally."
Really? Yeah. Should have been a sign for both of them.
Should have been a sign.
For both sides.
Probably.
Your dad being like, "Hey, let me just take your girl."
Right.
And the guy was like, kind of a bad sign.
I was like, "Yeah, it's totally fine." She's
please.
She's all yours.
Ooh, what a relief.
And then she ruined his life, you know.
Well, yeah. I don't know, you're here, so we wouldn't have the pleasure of you
exactly.
up if everything, it wasn't, or Betches if it wasn't, you
it
know.
It all happens for a reason.
Exactly.
Here I am, yeah.
I would say also, though, but your story is emblematic of what is why everyone should go out on every holiday, no matter how made up it is.
Yeah, always a shot to meet someone.
Because people are out. Here's the thing about made-up holidays. They're a holiday. So it is something, it is an excuse to go outside of the norm. People who don't go out, go out. People who do go out, go out. Mm-hmm. People who think, you know, events are created. There was a woman that I've been doing on my Instagram stories every now and again. I'll do like, ask me a question, okay?
Okay.
And all of them happen to be dating ones because of the podcast that we do.
Right.
So one of them was like, I'll never forget. She was like, "I'm gonna be 32."
Okay. Oh, I remember. I read that one? Yeah. Those are great. I love
Thank
reading
you.
Those.
I want to read it exactly because I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay.
And also, I've been waking up really early because I haven't been drinking. So I haven't drank.
You look slim.
Thank you. Don't say that too loud. I might hear you. Because, listen, if you tell me I look slim,
look good,
I'll prove you wrong by the end of the week.
All right, because you'll have to congratulate yourself with a cake.
Jordana kind of sort of said I look slim 3 hours after seeing me. I can eat whatever I want.
No, I was thinking, I was thinking it from afar, and then I forgot to say it, and then
I lose it in my face. That's a thing. I lose it in my face first from the booze, mm-hmm. and then the thing is also, and I'm not even eating that great. I mean, if you've watched my Instagram stories lately, I'm on a food tour of the fattest cities ever. Like I'm in Buffalo having hot dogs and wings. But but Buffalo was great. You guys were beautiful. But and then I came back and had like 30 bagels. But I'm liking the not drinking thing. I think I needed a break.
Sober curious?
I'm more than curious. It's hard to go because I don't want to insult anyone with a problem with alcohol because I do think that's a mm-hmm. serious issue. But I definitely wasn't doing it right.
When you were drinking?
When I was drinking.
Right.
Like it wasn't like adding.
Right. You're probably just drinking when it was like around instead of like, do I really want
to
drink?
To pass time.
Yeah.
And when you force yourself to not drink, you're like, okay, what else do I do with my time? I drink a lot of coffee. I when I was in Utah, I tried on furs.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
That's so ridiculous.
Okay, so now I'm waking up earlier, not hungover, needing to keep my fingers going, doing something, mm-hmm. so I'm on my phone all the time. So this person, I didn't ask me a question. And their question was, almost 32, modern dating has been a struggle. Tips? And it's like, I know everything I need to know by that message.
Right.
almost, you've rounded your age up.
Well, she's starting to get into a panic mode.
Of course.
Right.
But you've, like, and yet panic is going.
Panic mode.
You know, I'm 31 in a month. Fuck. I'm basically 32. I might as well be 50.
Well, this happens to us because, like, we're constantly reminded of, like, what this means.
Sure,
you know?
And the clock and all that stuff. Yeah. But what I'm saying, and she's saying, dating's been a struggle. Okay. I get everything you're saying.
Right.
I don't want to meet you at a party, though. I don't want to meet. Well, I'm 31, but that means I'm 50, and dating's a struggle. And it's like, if you're in that mode messaging me, you're in that mode everywhere.
Right.
So Valentine's Day, let's get positive. Let's talk about how great it is. And when people don't want to, if you, here's what we don't want dating. We don't want to be ghosted. We don't want to be lied to.
Right.
We want to meet people that are like us and have the same sensibilities as us. What better way to meet those people than via friends, via a party, via a Valentine's Day get-together? If I'm out there and it's Wednesday right now and I got a group of girls that are all single, I'm doing, hey, everybody, let's have a Valentine's Day pregame at my place. We're all getting together. We're going to do, you know, I'll buy the theme shots and we'll really get into it. And I'm going to invite that dude that lives on my floor or works with me. I'm going to invite the one that I trust. You go to the one guy or girl, I'm putting this in my terms, how I would want to be at a party. I would want to have one buddy come up to me and go, yo, my girlfriend and her friends are having this like pregame before going out. She wants me to bring a bunch of dudes. Do you want to come?
Guys, love that.
Love that. And now you're in a position where you're protected by the tribe.
Exactly.
You have the whole tribe there. You got all your girl gal gang there hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all watching. Tough to ghost when you can get embarrassed. People only ghost when there's minimal amount of embarrassment at stake.
Right.
That's I'm not going to ghost someone.
Now someone.
If I ghost, I've been doing this.
You'll see them again, probably.
I've been doing this joke on stage to little acclaim. It's not going well. Okay. But I'm trying to figure out the punchline. I'm talking it out now with you because it's not worked
at
all.
We'll get to it.
But I talk about the aunt theory. If my aunt introduced me to a woman and was like, how'd it go with Jess? And I was like, she blew me and I've been ignoring her for a month.
You know, I text her really late on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah. I try to get another blowjob every now and again, but I'm not really talking to her.
Right.
My aunt would be like,
you're an animal.
My aunt would be fucking furious at me.
Right.
And my aunt would look at me in a different way. So this is the same to say with your friend who's married his guy group. That married dude wants blowjobs too. So if he brings his buddies to the party and his wife is like, what the fuck happened with Rob? You know,
right.
Like,
we're going to be pissed.
So
they owe you something.
So if we want to minimize ghosting, we want to meet people that are like us. Valentine's Day is not the problem. It's the solution.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't be the problem.
Don't be the problem.
You too could meet the man of your dreams and then divorce him 13 years later with four children of your own.
And then one of them could start Betches. And
there you go.
And be the voice of a generation.
That could be you. Hit me up in 30 years.
That's
Let's see
right.
What happens.
I'm just saying, yeah. I love Valentine's Day for that reason. I love anything new is uncomfortable and discomfort. Brings getting better and meeting better. I think this is all good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite? What do you want for Valentine's Day? We're getting ahead.
What do I personally want?
A card. I know this.
You know I like a card. we're going to a concert on Valentine's
what
Day.
What concert?
The Lumineers.
Ooh, what's their song?
They're like, they do the Ho Hey song, you know?
I know.
From way back when. Now, they have a lot of good songs since then, but that's like,
I know
that
song. I couldn't sing it, but I know. What is it?
No. I'm not. My 23andMe told me I have really bad pitch, which I now confirms.
Me. I guess mine would say otherwise.
You've heard them before. They're like a little, like Mumfordy.
A little Mumfordy?
Yeah, a little like.
So you're going to go to the Lumineers. Where?
It's at Barclays.
You're cool with that gift? Was that a gift?
That's my gift.
To him?
Yeah. We'll do dinner a different night from him.
So his gift is going to be dinner. What would you do? I think we did this last year on the Valentine's Day episode. Mm-hmm. You're a month in hooking up with someone. Would you do something?
I would, if I like them,
you're hooking up a month.
Like, am I asking him to ask me out, are you saying?
No, what are you going to do? I'm just saying, You're hooking up with a guy.
I think if the guy doesn't want to see me on Valentine's Day a month in, bad sign. Not necessarily deal breaker, but like
bad sign. What would you expect from a guy? If I was a month in hooking up, I'd be like, happy Valentine's Day. That would be my text.
And you, but you text them. But what you'd be like, what are you doing tonight?
If we're not going on dates.
Valentine's Day is on a Friday.
It's brutal. It's tough. What do you do? You've been on, okay, you met on an app. You went on date one, date two, date three. You fucked. Now, do you expect a date?
I think it's one of those things where it's like, this is a good test, right?
Okay.
It's not like a deal breaker if he's not asking me to do something.
Sure.
I wouldn't be like, fuck you. You didn't ask me to hang out on like the most romantic day of the year. Fuck you. Of course. But if he did something, it would be like a really positive sign for me. I'd be like, okay, this is like, I'd take his intentions more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't, I think that would also be a sign. I think it would be like, okay, like either he's still like out there trying to like hook up, especially because mm-hmm. it's on a Friday. Or he's not really sure about me.
This is the reason.
I take it as a sign.
This is the reason if there are a guy listening.
Yeah.
This is a genius idea by me.
Okay.
You have the pregame.
Well,
so now
yeah.
you've invited
that
her.
That would be totally fine for
That'd
me.
That would be totally
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
So you do have the pregame. You invite her. It's a casual, non-casual situation.
Right.
So if you're a dude listening, you've been on like four dates with a girl. If you've just hooked up, you can't expect more than the hookup, right?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I think that's fair, but I think you'd want some sort of invitation to do something together.
To do something.
And it'd be nice to get like a little like something.
Of course.
A little rose or a little like candy or something. Like a something like a little gesture.
Of course. Yeah.
Very small. I think it's like that would be like a good sign for me.
Yeah, that's why like all these flower websites are the best, because you don't have to carry it around like Poindexter.
Oh yeah.
Just like with your like the flowers in your hands, like, oh, I brought you this yeah. rose.
And you if know, you're like, dating, you should
gotta do something.
You should get some flowers.
That's why listen, I want all my gifts to be eaten.
Like, so that they disappear.
Like, so they disappear.
So they don't.
You right. had the moment. You had the memory together.
The flowers will die. Don't worry.
Flowers. Thank God. I don't know. I'm going to be in Nashville. I'm bringing my lady of the night.
That's very nice.
You know, plane yeah. tickets.
You got, yeah, plane tickets are a nice gift.
That's a nice gift, right?
Yeah, she can come watch you work.
Yeah, we're going to stay at the, you know, the Red Roof Inn Plus, and, you know, that'll be nice.
Very nice.
Free breakfast in the morning.
Are you actually staying at
You're
the Red
welcome.
Roof?
No. Yeah, I'm telling everyone. Here's the address, too.
Yeah, there's where it is. I had something else to say about Valentine's Day. I don't know. Yeah, what would you ask a girl you're hanging out with a month to do something?
Yeah, I guess if I like them enough, right?
That's what
like,
I'm saying. That's why it's the test, because it's like...
It's beware holidays and birthdays. I think a lot of people are getting dumped today.
Yeah, I got dumped once, like...
A couple days before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then women go, and then it was 2 days before Valentine's Day. How could you?
Well,
and
it just makes it sting a little more, because then it's like, sure. You got fired 3 days before National Employment Day.
Well, it's like one of those things where it's like, the test is coming up. I got to get ready. And it's like, oh, I guess I'll just drop the class.
I just won't, right. I'm just going to not... I'm going to pretend I'm sick that day.
Yeah, and it's like... Yeah, you're going to get dumped today. Someone listening got dumped today.
Yeah, or last week. Last week's a little bit of a better cushion.
Well, that's a guy who's way more prepared than I ever was.
Right. He doesn't even want to be in your headspace.
Today, there's a man going, oh my God, it's Friday.
Fuck.
I got to call her. I got to get this done before Friday.
Right. No, one thing I think to avoid, especially like, and I think that this happens with like younger people. This happened to my sister once where like, guy she was like hooking up with like on Valentine's Day texted her like something like at like 8 p.m. like, so you want to be my Valentine?
Nah, you gotta get ahead right. of it. Yeah, you gotta get
something like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like acknowledge or happy Valentine's Day, even like in that vein. I feel like it's annoying to get a Valentine's Day text on Valentine's Day without plans. That's like almost like a
sure.
I'm acknowledging that it's here and I don't want to spend it with you.
Well, if you're gonna do that, you have to do it early. I think mm-hmm. you have to have that text has got to be in the mail by 10 a.m
right? But even then it would still be kind of annoying. It'd be like, yeah, and
and
where are we going?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Right.
And happy Valentine's Day! Ah, my mom and I do stuff on Valentine's every day, every year, so I can't do anything.
Right. Don't send that fucking text, because that's really annoying. It's very annoying to get texts that are like that, because it's like, what are you supposed to say to that? You're supposed to like say it back, and then just both pretend, and then both not text each other the rest of the night, and then pretend it never happened.
2 a.m. Hey, it's just another day again.
Right?
Yeah, how do you even... It's a tough day for the... I mean, it's funny because now in this era of undefined relationships, mm-hmm. I think it becomes harder. Like, Valentine's Day would never be created 2020. Like, no one would do this to us.
Right. It would be, like, not socially acceptable.
Yeah. They'd be like, what? What? I want to have a day... where people in their 20s who know that they're not going to get married have to do something for each other and acknowledge what they are in a relationship. You'd be like, why are we doing this?
Or you send your adult children, like, candy to make them feel less bad about themselves.
Yeah, the mom happy Valentine's Day text is always a fun one. You're like, why are we doing this?
Right.
Why, you know, because I know moms will send their daughter stuff.
Mom, I think they send their son stuff, too, where they're like, I'm your Valentine. It's like, oh, that makes, nothing makes me, I remember when I was single, I feel like my mom once, like, got me something, and I'd be like, oh, this makes me feel so pathetic. It's so much worse than nothing at all.
The only message I got was from the Snapchat, administrators. Team Snapchat. Team Snapchat. I think I did that tweet like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like the first Team Snapchat
that was funny.
Message. Yeah.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims. And with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters. They got jackets. They got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
What are we talking about today now that we've exposed Valentine's Day?
What does it mean if a guy won't make a move but keeps going on dates with you? I actually do want to hear your thoughts on this,
because
I've heard of it before. It's always perplexing to me.
All right.
They write, hey, J&J, huge fan of both you up and J-Train, Feather, and I need your advice about a guy I've been dating for a little over a month that I met on Hinge.
Okay.
After matching on Hinge before the holidays, we've been on two official nice dates and had a couple of hangouts at each other's apartments and make time to see each other at least once a week. We have an amazing connection. There's never a lull in conversations. And he is great about texting/Snapchatting when we are apart. However, this man has yet to make any physical moves towards me. It's been weeks of seeing each other and talking every day, but no kiss. He seems very comfortable.
No kiss.
He seems very comfortable around me and doesn't have a shy personality at all. He always hugs me when he sees me, and when we leave, he hasn't tried. But he hasn't tried to make a move yet. Am I just being impatient? Should I just make a move first or bring up a conversation about it? We did meet on Hinge, so I'm guessing that he's at least attracted to me. I really like this guy, but I don't want to ruin anything by making the first move if he's not ready. I appreciate any advice you have. Keep making the dating world great again.
I appreciate her email to let the listeners know. What's the date today? The 26th?
It's the 12th.
No, but this is coming out on the 12th. I want to let them know when we're taping.
Oh, we are taping on January 27th.
27th. So they've been on two official dates, met before the holidays. Okay, I'm just trying to get the timeline straight.
Oh, I'm not positive that this was emailed like on that date. We get a lot of emails.
Okay.
No, but I'm probably saying, around that time.
But, right. but I'm saying
January, right.
Based on the timeline we're given, you know, it was the holidays. They meet before the holidays, and then now we're in January.
Right.
They've been on two real dates, but they've hung out every week.
Okay.
No kiss.
At each other's apartments, right?
At each other's apartments. No kiss.
Right.
That's strange to me. So there's something up.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of this?
I mean, the only explanation to this to me is, and she says he's not shy and all that stuff. Like, to me, you know, it's this weird thing, and it's all kind of ego built of like, if I going on the dates doesn't make me a dick, it's what I do. You know, I'm trying not to do too much to show that I'm into this more than I am. I'm still deciding. Like,
even a kiss, though?
A kiss, this is a very extreme example.
The sex thing I get, fine.
Yeah, like we're, but I'm saying like is on a spectrum.
Right.
You know, like isn't like you don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you enough to date, like you enough to meet up, like you enough to date and have sex and do this for 6 months, like you enough to make you more of the responsibility and meet your family and friends and all that stuff. Like, and then it keeps moving along. So like,
why not just not see her?
Like, well, then this guy doesn't have anyone else he's even thinking about. This guy's not seeing anybody else to me.
Right.
He's going on these dates because it's something to do. He's in his, he's got nothing else going on. He's got no other girl on the radar and he's going along, but he's pulling back to me to make sure that it doesn't become more that he has to do a serious breakup. The kiss thing,
he's not that sexual?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you know, also like the kiss thing, sometimes I don't understand this after that many hangouts. But like sometimes you get done with a date and the dance doesn't go that way.
Right. You just didn't get there. But after a certain point, it's kind of like what I would do.
But why is she still going? I always turn these around.
Well, what I would do after a certain point, sometimes it's like it's fine for you not like it's almost like kind of refreshing when there's not that because you feel like you really get to know their personality mm-hmm. without the physical stuff getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But after a certain point, I'd be like, is this guy into me? Or is if he's not, is there like a weird really sexual chemistry? I don't think it's about like making the move, not making the move for her. Like, I don't think he'd be turned off by you making a move. I think it's more like, let's call out the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You should just be like, hey, like, I would like, I don't know. I guess you.
To me,
I feel like you should call it out because it would be in a jokey way.
If you're at the point where you have to call these things out, both of you aren't ready for a relationship together.
Well, how do you think this would unfold naturally if a guy isn't making a move? Like, what's the best way for that to?
The best way is to go. The best way is to meet up. I think sometimes like you need the late night meetup, like to shake things up.
Okay.
Sometimes
it's like too buttoned up.
It's too buttoned.
There's not
up.
Enough alcohol.
Not even alcohol, but there's not enough like casualness to this. It's very much business. We talked about this on a past episode where it's like mm-hmm. You're on the second round of the interview and they're still doing rounds. And then they're like, oh, come in for your interview. And they're like, okay, round two, you've made it the next step and we're deciding between you and three other people. We're going to need you to come back again.
Right.
This is kind of like that track. Whereas none of it is like they're like not even worried about like office culture. You know, like
right.
They're just worried about
getting the job.
It's between you and the other person yeah. getting the job. So if I'm her, like, I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be in this, like, to me, I'm like, this is only, like, sometimes it's so mathematical that you're like, what am I even doing here? Like, I understand, like, how does she get out of it?
Right, if the sexual chemistry were really there,
it would have happened.
Would she have had to write this email?
No.
Because it would be so, but I feel like if you're hanging out with someone and by date, like, four, there's not, like, a really intense urge to, like, sleep with that person that's, like, sort of palpable.
Exactly. You don't like them.
Right. There's something, like, not, that's what I would, very clear to me that I would know. It's like, if it isn't, like, almost awkward that we're not hooking up.
Sure.
Then, like,
you've been at the apartment together. How does that not happen?
Right.
So the other thing to me is, like, if I'm on that date and I'm at date four of hanging out, I'm not going, well, they must have been attracted to me. Like, to me, she needs to switch her perspective. And I think a lot of people who write in here need to switch their perspective. Like, you're on day four. You haven't made out. You're not that into him. You want to go on out with someone else. Just because he's there and willing doesn't mean that you should just go.
And you could make a move if you were like, yeah. I feel like if I've gone in, if you feel like there's always like that moment where you're like,
sure,
this is the moment that someone's going to do it. And if the other person's not, you should see how it happens.
Yes. I mean, if I'm her, if she does like him,
I would try the late night like thing that you were talking about.
If I'm her, I go out with my friends and I text him that night, hey, I'm going to be out. Come meet up. And that's how it kind of goes down. And then you can, at least at that point, you're out. You know, like for me, like, you know, with anything, like it's not even the drinking. It's about talking with friends. Now you're in the out zone. Like,
right. You've
got reps. You're looser. So you invite him out and you go, when are you going to kiss me?
Yeah,
I would just say that. When are you going to kiss me? I'm starting to feel like you don't like me.
Right.
And that gets it out there. But, you know, this email is a very extreme version of, like, why does he keep coming? He keeps coming because he likes you and enjoys your company. But he keeps coming because there's a decision being made.
I feel like most guys will make out with you before they make the decision.
I'm with you. I don't understand this. But I also, like, at that point I go, I don't really want to be with someone that can't make out with me.
Right. And maybe he's not as comfortable with you as you think he is. But yeah. I would try if you're into him, I would make that last ditch effort. Like you said, go out, make it more casual, have him meet up with you when you're out already.
Yeah. Make this drinks after work, not a hangout, not a meeting.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Let's do some awkward sex. UUP@betches.com. If you could do this right now, people, make it your Instagram story. Do it.
Just do it right now.
Screenshot. Do it right now. Tag a bitch. Awkward sex.
Let's do it.
Hi, J&J. I've been a huge fan since episode one, of course. I rated, reviewed, subscribed, made it my Insta story, tagged a bitch, and brought the group chat to a live show.
She did everything right.
You did it.
Wow.
I have an awkward sexing story that I hope you'll all enjoy. Met this guy on one of the dating apps over a year ago. We only speak via Snapchat, even though he has my number, and we've never met up. Sounds like the real deal, right?
I like her.
Yeah. I like her. Yeah, it sounds like you know,
she's aware.
That she's aware that she's in a no-win situation.
Right.
Despite never meeting, he would frequently ask if I wanted some entertainment, which was always videos of him jerking off. Oh, a gentleman.
Oh my God. Do you
imagine?
The idea that anyone would want to see like a man that they had never met before jerking, or even one that they've been dating and married to and have a family with jerking off.
Or that they would call it entertainment.
Right.
And the Oscar goes to...
The ego on this guy.
Yeah, like... And for best jack-off video, the Oscar goes to... Michael Greensplat from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
For his sitting on the toilet with his hand on his penis.
People, I just want to thank my agent,
KY
KY Jelly tissues, Kleenex tissues. That's my preferred with the aloe. I want to thank my mom for teaching me what women enjoy. I want to thank my penis. You were strong. You look good. You came prepared for every scene. I want to thank my right hand. Without you, none of this could ever happen.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Amazing.
I love that. I like that she's like, yeah, sure, send me some entertainment. Also, male jacking off is gross. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why.
I've jacked off in front of a mirror. I have. I'll admit it right now.
But do you like?
Are I just
you,
wanted to see it.
Okay. Did you do it again?
Not a good look.
Did you do it again after that one time?
No, I haven't looked in the mirror since. I don't even.
Yeah, I don't. Feel I don't even I look don't in the mirror. The appeal.
I don't. It's.
He's. I like that he's like pressing play. Now go.
At least a boomerang would be better, I think. But I'm sure he's worried about accidentally making it his story. Can you imagine that?
Well, let's continue with the email. So, let's continue.
Someone prepared. I have an awkward say. Despite never meeting, he would ask if I wanted some entertainment, which was always videos of him jerking off. He never asked for any nudes back from me, and he seemed to thoroughly enjoy sending these videos, so my mindset was always, fuck it, why not?
I like that she's very aware of what the situation is.
Totally. I like, you know, listen, you're dealing with a crazy person, Let the crazy fly.
She's like, this is kind of entertaining, I'm just gonna...
This past week, I'm driving home from work, and I get a snap from him asking how my day was, and if I wanted entertainment.
Okay. I like how he calls it entertainment. Like,
hey, just checking in.
You want some entertainment?
Yeah, and part of this to him is like getting off to the idea that she's letting this happen.
Right.
I think she has to admit to that a little bit.
Yeah, she agrees to it every... Yeah. He always asks.
Less than a minute later, I get a snap notification. I assume he was trying to send the video to 10 different girls, but he ended up making a group chat with the 10 girls and sent the video that way instead! Boom! Love this.
That's an easy mistake to make.
Can you? I'm not using Snap as much. You made it a group. Yeah, because
you can select, I guess... And I guess you could either select them all for a group or select to send individually. I'm not using Snapchat that much either, but...
So it can hit them all as one group chat or it can hit them all
separately,
just,
right? He usually does is probably sends it all separately to the same 10 girls. But this time, he accidentally pricked the send to group.
So now all these girls who have been receiving these jack-off...
They're all in it together.
They're all in one group. They all know each other now.
Yes. They've all been through the same hazing process.
Hey, you guys, you're here too? Oh, what have you said? Your mom's
it's
in
like
there?
Oh my God.
Whoa, look at us. So we all go on vacation together.
Oh my God.
He immediately left the group. And started unfriending all of us.
I like. It's so funny that this generational is like fight or flight. Like the flight is like unfriend, unfollow, and like delete.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's how you. Yeah.
That's the new evolved fight or flight.
The bags are packed. Time to go.
Right. The fight is like, oops, wrong text, or like. LOL.
LOL would have been the best way for him to handle this.
Right. Or like, he should have just been like, so I've wanted you guys to meet for a while now.
So this was the inevitable next step.
Right. I'm thinking of starting a Facebook group.
Well, now that you've all met.
Right.
Let's talk about
my penis.
I'll meet you guys. Like, what if he was like, well... I've actually paid for a dinner at a steakhouse for all of you.
Do you guys want to come to my birthday dinner?
Yes. That would be, to me, if he was like, if he wrote back, LOL, this is embarrassing, and then wrote, I'm setting up a reservation for all 10 of you. I put down $500. Like, obviously, a guy who jerks off and sends might not have $500 to give.
Or he might not have the social finessing of, like, making this joke, this thing into, like, the joke that you've...
The joke of the century. This would have been... If this could have been on every, like, memeified Instagram account. If he had done it right.
And he would have been, like...
Instead, he was just like, time to find new ones. Like, gotta go to the next town.
Delete. Right.
Yeah, instead, he's the music man.
Oh my God.
Go to the next town.
Yeah, he's skipping town.
Left the group and started unfriending all of us, but it kept the 10 of us there to continuously roast him.
That's the worst case scenario.
I love it. We found out that most of us were frequent recipients of the jerk-off videos. Some got those plus ones of him singing, and one poor girl had actually gone on a few dates with him and spoke to him pretty frequently. Spoiler alert, they don't anymore.
That poor girl thinks like they were dating.
She was more into it than she's letting on. That's, I mean, she's like, it was like...
Yeah, she was probably like, you know, this is his thing, but like we've been having a pretty good time.
Yeah. There's always one.
That's a tough way to find out that it's not going to happen.
That the videos weren't special.
Yeah.
A few of us even made plans to go to happy hour soon. We're particularly considering the restaurant where he works.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, stay safe. And I hope this guy, you know, I don't know.
Send us an update.
I can't encourage you to do that. I don't know. I don't want this guy going off the fucking rails now that he has nowhere to his creative liberties.
Does he even know what you guys look like? It doesn't even seem like he's necessarily even met you guys.
I would love to hear what you guys think of this. It sounds like he's met one of them.
Right.
I'd love to hear what you guys think of this and what you call it. I hope you get a good laugh. I know it made my week. This is great.
It's very
funny. Keep giving out the realest and most relatable dating advice there is. I seriously quote your advice like it's scripture, group sext. What do you call this?
I call this, have you ever seen the movie John Tucker Must Die?
Yes.
This is like a Snapchat masturbator must die.
the beat off bandit.
That's nice.
the she said group sexed. I just want them to all like
the circle
this,
jerk.
The circle jerk. That's good. I just want these women to start a business together. Like, what if this was
that was the founding story?
They go on Shark Tank and they're like, so we're here to present our business. We're 10 women who got sent the same jerk-off video. And Mr. Wonderful's like, what? Cuban's like, was it me?
I love you girls. I love the idea. But because I do not want to be in the Snapchat masturbatory industry, for that reason, I'm out.
It's so funny.
I've already played it out.
I love your business. I love you as
people. You guys
people.
Are great.
You guys are great. But this is kind of outside of my expertise.
Because I have limited experience.
Mr. Wonderful's like, I've sent millions of these. We have to do the business.
And then Mark Cuban's like, it's great. We'll get you guys all at the Mavs game. You'll be like, you know, we'll project the masturbatory video on the big screen.
Yes.
Get tons of subscribers.
We're all gonna go to this restaurant. man. Oh, he works at a restaurant.
He's handling
food.
Well, I do feel bad that there are some girls. There are definitely more of the girls than admitted to that thought they were the only one getting this video.
This is something we're laughing at, and it's horrifying at the same time. Yes. Like, there's someone out there that's like, this is horrible and gross, and men shouldn't be doing. We agree.
Right. This guy's thing.
Clearly he has his own issues. I don't even know, like, do you know, I don't want to sound like the person that's like, I can't believe this happens. Because I can believe how you get down this road. Like, maybe you have a girlfriend that this is what you do together.
Right.
And then you're like, well, now I need an outlet for this. I don't know. I'm not like saying he's right in any way.
I mean, if they're all consenting to it, he's not like harassing any. I assume he's not harassing anyone with these videos who's
Hopefully
been like, please
not.
Stop sending me.
Well, for a long time, when Snapchat first came out, I realized the power of Snapchat stories.
Right,
so as a marketing tool.
Right.
Well, they disappear, but also, and now Instagram stories, the beauty of them is that when you add them, your first one goes to the front. Mm-hmm. So I was always like, so when Snapchat first came out before Instagram started having stories, I was like, I really promoted my Snapchat on my podcast because I was like, okay, here's a way to get the word to people that I'm doing shows.
Right.
So the whole premise was send me your shits or tits. Because okay. My podcast had so many male listeners. I just got like thousands of shits.
Wow.
But I was getting, I had like people like when
Snapchat. You did ask for them.
I did ask for them, but I had like so many people watching my stories on Snapchat because I connected with so many people over their shits. So I still to this day, I get sent. Still every now and again, I get a shit. But in the heyday, I was getting sent like 30 shits a day.
Wow. That's a lot.
Just a fun
story. It's a lot to handle.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, you know, these have snuck up on me too.
Here's this guy's real issue, right? Because now there's 10 people who are all going to tell all 10 of their, all, let's say they each tell 10 friends.
Yeah.
At least.
And we have about 10 listeners, so they've heard from us too.
So now they've heard from us, right? So, but these people know his name, right? They know his name. They know the age. They know where he works. They know a lot of information about him, right?
Yeah.
So these people each tell 10 friends. it's gonna be might be kind of difficult for this guy to date without someone hearing this if he's actually trying to really date.
I mean, she was at the live show in Philly. This is the here's a new name for the Philly fuckboy.
Yeah.
The Philly feeler.
I'm saying. Because if I was going to go on a date with someone and then I was like, showed my friend a picture and she's like, oh, that's the Philly fuckboy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the guy in the group chat with the 10 girls. My friend went out with him. this guy's screenshot would be passed around. I think he's going to...
The Fishtown freak.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough for him to live that one down. Can you imagine being this kid's like son like 30 years from now? And you're like,
I
don't
know.
Oh, that's your dad?
Let me teach you a lesson, son, because it ruined my life. Don't send videos. Now try to know, double check how many people your jerk off videos go to.
It's going to take a while for the story to die in Philly, I think.
The I'm trying to think of another one. What's another name for jerking off that starts with an R?
I don't know. What's the I don't know all the names. I feel like there's S's.
The beat off bandit of Rittenhouse Square.
That's good. Beat off bandit. I love it.
I'm just trying to think of other areas of Philadelphia that this would work for. But
go down in history.
Red flag or deal breaker?
Deal breaker, obviously. Deal breaker.
Yeah, if I was entered into a group chat of a bunch of dudes that were all...
Yeah.
This is also... The community that has been struck up amongst these women would not happen amongst men.
Like, why?
So if a guy sends a group of women in one group chat, all the same jerk off video, they all go, you know the creep, you know the creep. Oh, we should get drinks at happy hour.
Right.
If this was a bunch of men who realized they were getting the same masturbation videos from the same woman, they'd all scurry like he did. They'd be like, woo, woo, we gotta get out of here.
Really?
Yeah, this is not one of those things where we all high five. It's not like,
well, because the men wouldn't be looking at that video and like laugh. They'd been like, oh, another one from the beat off bandit.
They're like, wow, this chick is really into me.
Right.
They would be the one that thought they were real. Oh my god, you know. But then they would start thinking about all the dick pics they sent back in return. These guys, if it was a bunch of men in one that all of a sudden were like, hey,
gotta get out of here.
I gotta go. it would be like seeing someone on the way out of the hand job place. Like on
the hand job place?
Well, like seeing each other on the way out of the massage parlor.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Like seeing Bob Kraft on his way out. Like, hey,
just
Bob.
Put your head down.
Yeah, I'm gonna put on my Bose headphones.
That's so funny.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset and all of the things that Ella Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Ella Moves. From beginner to advanced, Ella Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Ella Moves. Go to ellamoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's ellamoves.com, code UUP. ellamoves.com, code UUP.
Let's do some emails.
Yeah, let's do it.
UUP@betches.com, UUP@betches.com. Take it away.
J&J, huge fan. Tell all my friends about you and had such a great time at your New York City live show.
Thanks.
Wanted to submit this deal reveal because this encounter was too strange not to share. Would love to hear your thoughts. A little background. I met this guy on Hinge. He's 31 and I'm in my mid-20s. We had a date, which I thought went well, but ended up only being only one drink because he said he had a buddy's thing to go to. Buddy's thing.
Yeah.
But he told me at the end that he would love to see me again that week and possibly do a double date.
Don't like that.
I'm not into the early in the game double dates.
I'm also not, you know, just anytime, like, anytime you go, that's kind of weird, it's weird.
Right. Also, yeah. I feel like if you're having a good time and the person leaves to go to a buddy's thing, it's also not a good time.
You should know about the buddy's thing the, like, day before.
Right.
Hey, this week is crazy. I do want to meet. I don't want to become pen pals. I do have a thing at this time.
Let's grab a drink before
I go to that thing. That's the only way it's not weird.
I agree. When we texted that week about setting up a second date, we both got busy and ended up not being able to meet the night we planned. Then I get this. Sincerely, am I being regifted? So I'll be her. You be him.
So this is after the second date got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they got the one drink. He goes to a buddy's thing. Second date gets canceled. Okay, this is fairly recent. Hey. Would you be interested in a skiing trip this weekend to the Poconos? My friend has a house out there. It's going to be a great group. Let me know what you think.
Sorry, it's one of my best friend's birthdays this weekend, and honestly, seems a little soon anyway, but have fun. That's a great response on her part, I think.
I think it's a great response because it's positive and also tells him where she is.
Right.
His is...
weird.
Weird. Because he never admits to the weirdness of this ask.
Be like, hey, I know we've only been on one date.
But everyone's going with dates. Like, listen, it's weird no matter what, but the only way to soften the weird is if he was like, everyone's coming with dates. I had a really great time with you. Like, he never once is vulnerable.
He's never giving any sort of explanation as to the weird request. Okay.
And his response matches that. He just gives a thumbs up emoji.
Right.
Which at that point, block him.
Okay.
Game over. Because he's not being honest.
Well, you have to add up all the red flags.
Totally. Right?
We're already getting a few.
A thumbs up isn't a deal breaker, but it's
the suggestion of a double date, red flag.
The cancellation.
The cancellation, red flag. The buddy's thing, red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of these on their own.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you add up a certain amount and it's like, three strikes and you're out.
Totally. And all of these ring to me, I'm dating a lot of people.
Right. The Poconos thing.
The Poconos.
Red flag.
Buddy's thing. He's going to another date. The cancellation. Someone who was higher up on the I've already
said yes.
Said yes. Or someone that he's already fucked said yes. Some, you know, like this is all. Yeah. He writes again that weekend. Hey, going to be back in the city sooner than expected. Also, anyone with plans changing this quickly,
right?
Is dating someone else. They're scrambling.
Yeah.
Hey, going to be back in the city sooner than expected. Do you and your friends want to join a good buddy of mine's party in meatpacking this evening?
And then I have plans for my friend's birthday already that she already told him about, which she clearly isn't reading because he's texting 15 different people.
Totally. And she put an exclamation point, which makes it.
Yeah, but friendly.
She was friendly about it.
Yeah.
He thumbs up that text. He gives the reaction.
Okay.
Then later that day, you around this week? Sunday. Hey, how's your schedule look this upcoming week? Would you be open to a double date with a friend? And then yesterday, hey, does the prospect of doing a double date sound, how does the prospect of the date sound to you? Double date sound to you?
And then, hey, sorry for not getting back earlier. This week is really busy for me. I can't commit to plans right now. Honestly, I don't think double or group dates are the right path at this time when I feel like I hardly know you.
He writes back, what's your type of guy? Looks, personality, background-wise. Like, get the fuck out of here. This right. guy is great.
This guy is like, I feel like, oh, trying to have sex at any cost here.
Yeah, he, well.
And he's trying to like make it as casual as possible and like kind of get his friends involved, it seems.
He's, this guy, here's what you do when you don't want to ever get in trouble. He's, when a guy texts like a robot, he's looking for robotic interactions.
Right. What is he, Smarter Child?
Right. You're right. Because every time she's vulnerable.
Right. He doesn't even, he just keeps going. He just keeps going. He doesn't even acknowledge.
To him, it's like, you know, it's like an automatic, he put the responses on auto
right.
response. He was just like, he's like, basically, this is as if he turned on an app on his phone that was like, just get her to me.
Right.
And
just keep
the conversation going until she stops answering after I send four texts in a row. So the minute she responds, he just goes, let's go out tonight. Because these are all positive things that he'll never get blamed for. He mm-hmm. just wants to go out. How about a double date? Oh, you don't like double dates? Well, what's your type? He's not even like, at no point does he go, is he a real person?
Acknowledging anything that she's saying.
Exactly.
Right.
He's just, get to the date. It's, again, this is like one of those, like, the penis is in the driver's seat. get her in the room, and then you'll do the rest from there. It's like that, because she's
saying,
or get
anyone in the room, and this is like,
exactly.
Just keep sending this text out to anyone that will
totally.
Answer.
Because the penis is driving, it's like, get her to the room. Because in the room,
right.
she even says, we connected, we had a good time. That's right. When he's a real person.
Yeah, there's not even any like, what's up this, like, how, what are you up to? How's it going?
There's
it's
no,
all just like,
no
it's
human.
All, right, it's all just to get, you're right, I didn't even notice that.
Get
all
her
just to
the
get
day.
Her in the thing, right.
We used to do this when I sold life insurance. It was life insurance, they go, you're not trying to sell someone, you're just trying to get in the room with someone.
Right.
If you get in the room with someone, they're more. No one buys from you over the phone. So no one buys his penis over the phone. He knows that.
So why is he so intense on the double date?
Because he keeps it casual.
Okay.
When there's other people there. Everyone gets a little drunk. Everyone has fun. You see him in a social situation. He has friends. He's a real person. You'll fuck.
Okay. Is that for any guy who wants to do a double date early in the game? I do think,
yes.
I kind of agree with her. The double date, group date early in the game.
The double
weird.
Date should only happen if you've been introduced through mutual friends after you guys have decided that this is going well.
Right.
Like, for even if you met through mutual friends, no, that doesn't mean you go on a double date. That means you let those mutual friends let you two get to know each other to see if this is any type of a match.
Right. Why would you want to go out with like three strangers?
No, I don't want to do that. I don't. Yeah, I'm not. We're not all getting married and doing sister wives.
Right.
Okay? This ain't gonna happen. I want to know if I know you in person. The double date is a way of making a casual night out of something that seems elevated.
Right. Okay. I agree with that.
Let's do another email.
I would just not answer.
Yeah, I think you block, you move on. This is not the guy.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair. hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com.
You want to read this one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
So I have a mini dilemma and I need your advice. My boyfriend of over a year decided he wanted to go on a solo trip to Colombia as he never really did that before in his life and he is now 30.
There's so many things that you have like not done in your life. I love how this is like, I've never, ever gotten the chance to do this.
But I've never been to Utah.
Like, right.
I mean, over a year, you have decided that you are a couple. That means, I mean, that.
Yeah, there's my boyfriend of over a year.
But on the other side of this, this is why people don't get into relationships.
Because you know, they like, can't go on a solo trip to Colombia for a month without answering to someone?
Yeah, without answering to somebody. That's okay. The main point. It's like, if you don't want to be, if you want to go to Colombia still and you don't want to do that with anyone else,
right,
even the person you're dating, then you don't want to be in a relationship. You don't want to be responsible for someone else's feelings.
It's like that scene.
And that's
in,
okay too.
Knocked Up. She's like, and you know, now we're old. You know, I want to go to Africa. And she's like, you want to go to Africa? Go to Africa. You want to go to India? Go to India.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know.
He's like, isn't it? He's like, great when all your dreams and wishes get sucked away because you're like, whatever.
Listen, I have friends that, you know, I'm in that period of like, I've got friends that are single. I got friends that are married. I got friends with kids. I got them all up
at the whole spectrum.
At the whole spectrum. You're just the friends with kids. They're living on a different timeline, and that's okay. You have to move on to that timeline.
Yeah.
As he never really did that in his life, and he is now 30. And also, this is an easy way for him to break this to her. I've never done it in my life.
Right.
I've always wanted to.
I don't want to always wonder what if I didn't go to Colombia for a month.
Also, Colombia, especially Cartagena, is a place that you've been.
Mm-hmm. Many times.
You've been many times.
Yeah.
What's the one thing about Cartagena that you know?
Prostitutes.
That's right. It's a big...
Among other things.
Prostitute place.
Yes. And I love it. It's one of my favorite cities. I don't get prostitutes.
For that reason alone.
Not for that. For other reasons. But I do. But, I have heard that.
I mean, listen. I have male friends and I speak to men every day. If you're a woman listening, stop being so shocked at the realities of life.
Yeah.
Okay? There are groups of men that are going there for this specific reason.
Prostitutes.
I'm not saying it's this guy.
Drugs.
I'm just not... Drugs, prostitutes. I'm not saying it's this guy's reason. I'm just saying it's on the list.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. I've never been to Colombia.
Right.
But I've never seen the mountains of Colombia.
Yeah. Why don't you go to like a rural France?
Yeah.
Take a trip.
What's going... Switzerland's a nice country too.
Yeah.
You know, there's other countries, you know. So it breaks my heart that when I asked him if I could join... Yeah, it's like, why would he want to go to Colombia without his girl? I don't know. When I asked him when I could join, he told me, absolutely not. And he wants to do this by himself.
Look, he's not even leaving a little room.
No room. That means he's thought about this. He's dreamt about this. He's drooled about this.
Right. It's funny because it's like, I mean, most people are almost just by their own sense of like fear of the person they're dating would be like, well, I don't know, like maybe, like, yeah. Like sort of like bullshit their way around not inviting them.
This is like kind of like.
Where he's like, nope, definitely not.
Nope, you're
definitely
out.
Not coming.
Uh-uh.
This isn't even like not even leaving like a little room window for you to like wedge yourself in here.
Totally. This is how addicts respond to people.
Right. Can I have some of your drugs?
No. My drugs. My Columbia. My cardiac. I asked him if I could join. He told me absolutely not. And he wants to do this by himself. He'll be staying in hostels and going around city to city. And I don't feel comfortable with him leaving because I feel like there's not much trust there. And I'm not dumb. I've been on solo trips where I had flings and fun when I was younger. How can I calm myself down and stop thinking of the worst case scenarios from happening?
We just helped.
We didn't help at all. I mentioned my concern to him and he did nothing to reassure me everything will be fine. We don't have anything currently to look forward to together, i.e. vacations or relationships milestones. Oh, man.
Sounds
and I almost
bleak.
Broke up with him twice already this month since I wasn't feeling like me or my feelings were being valued in the relationship. Prior to that, he was asking for distance a bit last year, but I feel like when you have a boyfriend, the weekends should be spent together since you don't see each other during the week. Am I in the wrong here? And just crazy psycho bitch, or do I have the right to be offended and hurt by the fact that he's leaving for a month without me and leaving me alone on our anniversary and Valentine's Day? Thanks so much. I mean,
Valentine's Day is the least of your issues here. Right.
Well, this is what happens.
It's like someone
when,
telling you you have cancer, and you're gonna be like, "So I'm gonna have to get I'm gonna have to get rid of my hair."
Yeah,
like that's not the
problem
right,
there. Well, it is. Well, this is the problem when women do this all the time. When they go, "He broke up with me 2 weeks and a day before my half birthday." You're like, "Okay, you've missed. What are you talking? You don't try and garner." You know, good favor with the imbeciles in the crowd. That's what she, when she goes, and it's our anniversary, and it's Valentine's Day. Like, we don't right. need to be convinced that you're right to have your feelings. That's right. what she's trying to do. She's trying to convince
well,
us.
She's really not sure if she's, that's almost the craziest thing to me is after this whole yeah. email, she's really not sure if she's being like controlling by
exactly.
ass, which shows that really shows the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah, the dynamic is she's not confident enough in her own feelings and owning her own feelings that she's been gets that this guy bamboozles her.
Right. And that's why they've been dating for a year, because she lets him get away with all this shit.
Is this gaslighting? Is that a version of it?
I would only be gaslighting if she's like, "Oh, like I think it's kind of like weird that you like want to go away for a month during like these even like during these miles, you don't even kind of like want me to come, and we've been dating for a year," and he's like, "Well, you're just trying to control me, and like you're being like crazy right now, and you're being really clingy, and it's really a bad look."
That's kind of oozing off of this email, though.
Right.
That's what's going on. A certain version of that, you know. Yeah, I think she needs to end this relationship. I think it's not working. I think the answer's in the email.
Yeah,
I almost broke up with him twice already this month. I wasn't feeling like me. Or my feelings were being valued in the relationship. Those are your standards.
Right. And if someone that you're dating for a year, your boyfriend of a year, is going away for a month and you're like, "I'm not dumb. I know what you're going to do there."
Mm.
You don't trust this person.
And that's
and
the
like,
most important.
Right. And that's like the real issue is because like you're like, "I don't want him to go because I know he's going to cheat on me." Like the reason that you don't want someone to not cheat on you it's because they don't want to.
Yeah.
Not because they're like, because you're not there and they're away. What kind of like a life is that?
Yeah.
We're like, the only way I know that you're not cheating with me is to be there because like you can't handle yourself yeah. in this place without me.
Yeah. And at this point, you should want to experience those things together. Like you should want to do Colombia together. Like you should want to like be, and like the excuse of like, "Well, I've never done this in my life." That's like a very millennial excuse.
Right, there's so many things that I haven't done in my life
yeah.
at all, but like they don't involve me being completely selfish and not thinking about anyone else. Like
totally.
I'm not going to do that to do them.
That's very much our generation of like, you know, because people will take his side. It's not right. that he's someone will go, "Yeah, listen, you've never been to Colombia."
Right,
you,
she's trying to control you.
She's trying to control, yeah. Are you going to get old and not have seen, you know, the beaches of Colombia?
Not have had sex with a prostitute?
You're not gonna do coke off a
this is your only
prostitute's
chance.
Nipple? Not once in your life? Like, yeah, and when someone goes, "Nope, no discussion," that means they don't really value your input and they don't value your side of the relationship.
Right. They don't value how you feel about their actions.
Yeah, so I think that's gabagoo. Time to go.
I agree.
I don't know how to explain it more than that.
And I think this thing where she's like trying to rationalize almost like she, I think she almost wants to tell her that she's being crazy.
She wants him to tell her.
She wants us to tell her that she's being crazy. Oh, because she doesn't want to have to. She's being controlling.
Well, like, yeah.
That's what, because that's what she's going back and forth in her head about. She's like, is this actually okay? Because he's like sort of made it seem like,
well, it's one's an obvious easier thing. The crazy part is that that's easier.
Right.
We go, you're crazy. Stop worrying. She goes, oh, la-di-da. Time to go back to life. Right. He'll be my boyfriend and we'll get married. If we say what we're saying now, which is, you're not crazy. If you think it's weird, it's weird. We think it's weird. So it's weird. You need to dump him. Now it's back. Now she's doing the thing. Well, now I got to be single again. I got to be on the apps. But it's like, and that seems like a more horrible future, but it's not.
Well, here's the real issue. Like, because it went on this long because she didn't do that. She should have done this. This seems like an issue that might have come up like date four. Mm-hmm. That's not feeling valued, or like the person's time is more important than yours, or you're just kind of like waiting on them. If you the longer, and that's why we're so scared to bring that up, because we don't want to ruin this thing. Mm-hmm. But then you let these behaviors go on so long that now it's like you're invested, but you've wasted so much of your own time with this person that doesn't even know like your true feelings on thing, doesn't respect you because you didn't stand up for yourself earlier.
The snowball has rolled up to a big old snow mountain.
Right, which is why it's best to just like call someone out very early, because then if they're not interested, or they don't like you enough to like come halfway, then you end it ends earlier and you save more of your time.
You have to be unafraid of losing something you don't have, and that's really hard.
I agree. That's very
really
hard.
It's really hard to go, well, I want to go on a date, and they go, well, I'm not a date guy, and you go, Well, if you won't go on a date, then I don't think we're going to work out. That's the hardest sentence to say.
Yeah.
You know, because then you have to be face-to-face with a yes or a no.
Think about the email right before this with the double dates, where if she's like, okay, well, it's fine. I'll go on a double. And then their whole relationship is him just like, or their whole whatever relationship is like their whole experience. She just winds up hooking up with this guy who's hooking up with five other girls for like 3 months because she didn't say anything about how it's weird to go on a double date earlier. She didn't set her own standards earlier.
2 years later, she's accidentally on a group Snapchat and she ends up in the same group chat as all the five other women getting jack-off videos. That's how it goes.
It all comes full circle.
Let's play some games. UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com.
Okay.
Red flag deal breaker. You've been dating 3 months and say they're going out with their friends on Valentine's Day.
Deal breaker. 3 months? They're not trying to hang out with me on Valentine's Day?
What if it's like their thing they do every year?
And I'm not invited?
Not invited. The guy's night on Valentine's Day.
They're not ready for a relationship.
Okay.
Because if they really liked me, they'd be like, in their head, they'd be like, this girl, we've been hanging out for 3 months. I'm really into her. She'll take it weirdly if I don't hang out with her on Valentine's. If that's not going through his head, he's not that into me, or it's not going anywhere.
If a girl said that to me, I'd be like, have fun, ladies.
You'd be into it?
I'd be mom at home sending them off. Have fun. Call when you're back. Okay. I'd be so into that.
Therein lies the difference. Well, you'd save a lot of money.
Totally.
I would be out. And I think that you would, I think you'd probably recommend that I'd be out too.
I would recommend you be out.
Right.
I'd recommend the guy fucking kiss his lucky star. Shows up in shorts to your date in February.
There's shorts guy or shorts girl.
I gotta say, not dressing for the weather is a deal breaker.
Wow.
It's one of those things. I saw a guy board the flight the other day in shorts, in like
January
gym shorts. Yeah. And he was an older man. And I was like, something is mentally wrong with this person.
Right. It's like January.
We were on a flight from Utah to New York. Neither of those is shorts appropriate.
Right. It's only excusable if you're coming from Florida or something.
Yeah. And he's like, well, that's why we're on the plane. I don't give a fuck. Go to Lululemon and get some pants.
So you show up. She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Great personality.
And she's in jean shorts. She's in Daisy Dukes and a tank top.
It's February.
I would go, what's wrong with you? What happened? Aren't you cold?
She's like, no, I don't get cold.
I'd be like, you're the first in the history of women.
I'm from California.
This is how we dress. Yeah. then it becomes like your religion, and you're like, get the who fucking cares?
I think it would be a big red flag. I'm not sure. I feel like if everything else were great, I might be able to.
So you put this in the box of like I could change him type of thing.
Yeah, or like maybe that's his like weird thing. But if everything else was like super normal, like that's the weirdest thing about him is that he like dresses like. He doesn't really dress for the weather in the extreme.
This is the same type of guy that wears like a soccer jersey to a wedding.
Yeah, it's a tough one to mold.
Because it's a mentality.
I could be up for it.
These people, you're up for the task.
I have to think.
These are the same people, though, that come to like a wedding and go, yeah, I just, you know, this is nice. No? And you're like, no, you have to wear a suit.
Right.
And they're like, well, I don't wear suits. That they're putting their thing above.
Would you rather a person who consistently overdresses or underdresses for events?
Overdresses.
It's safer, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
They wear the tux to the informal wedding. Right.
That sucks. But I'd rather tux to informal wedding than
like t-shirt to black tie wedding.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the if I had the choice.
You get more respect with the overdressing.
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought it was an easier.
I thought it was black tie.
Yeah,
sorry.
I thought it was it's just you and the groom. We wanted everyone to dress down so the groom looks special.
It's better to want to look nice than to want to look like you don't give a shit.
I'm with you. Yeah. I wish I looked nicer.
Okay.
Says they can't stand Valentine's Day.
A guy says this to me.
I hate Valentine's Day. Just not a Valentine's Day guy. We'll never do it. Won't ever go on a. I won't even acknowledge it. Well, that guy.
It would definitely
I'm
be annoying.
I'm imitating that guy. It sounded like
it would definitely be annoying. I feel like it's one of those things that's in between the red flag and the deal breaker because he feels so strongly about it that I know that he's going to be like, "I'm not into things, guy."
Yeah, hate.
Do you know
that.
What I mean?
Tough.
Birthdays are so stupid.
Yeah, against everything. Right. Person sucks.
Right, because you got to like go with some societal norms, and it's like that person has to think about how you feel about the thing.
Yeah, play along for once.
What if she says that? Are you still
no fine? Illusions? I like when people have a little bit of, like, if a girl is just like so like stupid fuck. I would wonder what
who
guy her? Dumped her on Valentine's
who
Day.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, like I'm wondering. I'm like imagining her with a rose that just went ooh, and sunk over.
Right.
You know,
it screams of bitterness, I think.
Yes, it does. And
no person less appealing to date than the bitter person.
Yeah. I don't like the bitter person.
You need like a little bit of Larry David, but not like full on.
No, yeah. What did you think of the first episode?
I loved it. I thought it was so
loved
funny.
It?
Yeah.
It
was second funny. Episode was fine.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was not as good as the first.
Well, the first one he did like, you know what was funny and I kind of noticed was that it felt like he went through his notebook of all the things that have annoyed him over the last 3 years since the last episode and got through them all.
A bunch of them. I agree. Like, some of them were like not fleshed. He like sort of continues some of the storylines in the second one.
But I wish he had fleshed out some of the smaller ones I want to see done by him.
Right. You know? I think he could have brought them out more gradually because I do feel like that's why the first episode was a lot funnier than the second one because he already did all the jokes. Now he's just kind of expanding on them.
There was like seven. Yeah. In the first like 10 minutes and you're like, wow, this is funny, but like, where does he even go? How much has annoyed him?
Right.
You know?
Well, that's the second episode will let you know that. But by this time, there's probably like four out. So forgive us.
Well, listen, people, we love that you listen.
Please.
Rate,
review, and subscribe.
Tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell someone in dating need. If you'd like to come see me, I'll be in Nashville this weekend, San Diego the next weekend. I'm also going to be doing stand-up in Boston and New York. Those shows sold out last year, so I'm hoping we can do it again.
Jared's stand-up is so funny. You guys have to go. I need to come see you again, too.
You got to come see it. Come to the New York show. A whole new hour.
Oh, awesome.
So jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com. Is that it?
That's it.
We'll see you next episode.
Bye. Betches.